This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Big deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Plus Blevins Insurance and Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Minute Printed, BCS Michigan Town, 51 West Event Center, Probyte Computers, Blackhawk Winery, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, the Farmers Bank, and Ellis Jewelers. I'm Kevin Keith. Melissa Miller is going to join me shortly here for the Party Line program. Hello to you. Thank you for letting us into your homes and vehicles this morning. Today, speaking of that, the Skywatch weather forecast is mostly sunny. It's going to feel like summer, friends. High up to 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low down to 48, 61 the high. Tomorrow, a real good chance of rain in the afternoon, maybe up to a half inch. Tomorrow night, rain, maybe a thunderstorm late, like 2 a.m. Then a real good chance of thunderstorms after 2 a.m., probably going to wake us all up early Saturday. Saturday itself, we'll see a 50% chance of rain continuing. Cloudy skies at a high 47, 35 the low Saturday night, and cloudy skies and up to 60 and sunny Sunday. Monday, 68. Tuesday, 58. And Wednesday, 61. So at least we're staying in the upper 50s, the low 60s over the next 5 days. It's 41 now from your official weather station, WILO. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we will be talking with Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker, who's going to join us in the studio. Katie Ann Rottler was supposed to call yesterday. She had a couple things come up, apologized profusely. She's going to give us a buzz tomorrow morning with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce for their feature update at 8:45. And she'll be giving us a chamber update. And then looking ahead to next week, or tomorrow, for some reason, today's seeming like a Friday for me. So if I make a few mistakes this morning or play "Finally Friday" by George Jones, you'll know that Kevin's just a day early here. It's all right though. Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summer tomorrow morning, if his schedule allows. Monday, now Ken Hartman. You know that Ken Hartman started back with us earlier this week after recovering nicely from his stroke 3 months ago, almost to the day. And as a result, things are running a little more smooth here with Ken helping me out and helping me keep track of guests and do some other things. So next week, the 21st is Monday, we'll have the YMCA in here, a representative with the Y. And then Clinton County Chamber of Commerce next Tuesday, along with Frankfort Main Street, get a chance to talk to Shan and Kim. IU Health next Wednesday, Utility Service Board next Thursday, and Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly a week from tomorrow. In the meantime, we do have opportunity for open phones at 659-3338. Again, I'll be joined shortly here with Melissa Miller. We are all celebrating a fantastic Ag Day that we had yesterday. And Todd asked me how it went, and I told him, I said, you know, thinking about, I don't know that it could have went any better. Of course, we had a chance to have it on HoosierlandTV.com, so you had an opportunity to watch these folks. We had a really good roundtable at the end We carried it both on WILO and HoosierLandTV.com. I'll be posting. Let me make a note to myself. I'll be posting a lot of that on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com later this morning. And then you can go listen to the little segments that might be appropriate for you. And maybe you can learn a little something, all right? So special thanks to everybody. It makes me realize what a good crew we truly do have, which we already knew, I already knew. But when we pull off big events like yesterday, it just reiterates that. So thanks to everybody, and thanks to our sponsors, too, making it possible. A lot going on in our area. We've got coffee and conversation today. That's grabbing a cup of coffee with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Board of Public Works is going to be there, too. So is the police and fire chief and different department head superintendents. That's 2 to 4 today at Gem City Junction at 63 East Clinton Street right there on the corner. Ken Hartman going to cover that for the WILO News Department. And I think Ken also going to be at the third house session, what we call the legislative breakfast, Saturday morning at Arborwood. We've had it this week, had the mayor on last week. She broke the news here first. I saw it all over Facebook like it was a great big breaking news thing on Saturday, and I thought, wait a minute, we had that 2 days ago. So Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets announced right here on Party Line, and you've since seen press releases about it and heard news stories and saw Facebook posts. TPA Park Aquatic Center, groundbreaking scheduled for April 1st. No fooling. If you've got any questions, 659-3422, but better yet, just show up and support your city. This has been a long time coming, I think, from the 5 years I've been in the Frankfort, working here in the Frankfort area and living here for 3 years now, almost four. I think the pool's been open one season, so I know what the community is really ready for, an aquatic center. And this isn't just a pool. This is a presentation. I forget the details, but this is going to be like two or three times bigger than it currently is or was. We know they're going to remodel the bathhouse and make it look nice and bring it up to speed for the 21st century. And I believe there's a lazy river, couple slides, kids area section. So this is going to be nice. And I see this all over Facebook, too, is Lebanon. They have a really nice pool down there at one of their parks right off of 39. And I admittedly, Shell and I have taken the kids there three or four times over the summer because we don't have anything in Frankfort. Now, we don't complain about it like a lot of people do on Facebook, but it'll be nice to have something in our own backyard here for an aquatic center. And I forget what the groundbreaking is April 1st. I think this is going to come together in just a year or two. So they're going to be working on that hot and heavy. I cannot imagine what it takes to basically rip out the old and bring in the new. You would think, what a mess, right? Getting that old one out. I doubt that they just retrofit the old one and build around it. I don't think that's the case. But that's why they're the professionals and I'm sitting here talking on the radio, right? So this is going to be great for Frankfort either way. TPA Park Aquatic Center, groundbreaking, scheduled for April 1st. No fooling, all right? That's exciting. Love that. Also exciting is starting, we got the word Monday. It was late last week that, again, Jason Forsyth, Frankfort Street Department Superintendent, broke the news right here on Party Line last week that he was given the green light by Reith Riley to start milling and paving. They started that they're going to start that next Monday. And Jason said if the weather holds, the milling will be done in like 7 to 10 days. We've got a complete list here that we shared yesterday with you. For those of you on television there, they can see there. Good morning. I believe Ken's got it posted at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, too. As a matter of fact, I think it's the top story right now. And so we've got that, and we've got a complete list right there, which covers a lot. So this will be really nice. This, of course, part of the Community Crossings Grant. The first round, I think there's another round, and this covers $912,716.72. So that's they approved that with Board of Works late last year. Reith Riley going to be doing that work, and that starts next Monday. And right after milling comes paving. And boy, after the winter we've had, Melissa Miller, I'm welcoming the paving crews.
Yeah, and honestly, those poor guys, they worked so hard over the winter trying to keep us from busting.
Keep the potholes,
yeah. Yeah, trying to keep us from busting rims and blowing tires and everything. So,
yep.
You know, God bless those guys 24/7.
For sure. So we've got a big old list up at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Go there and may just make your day. You might see your street or a street near you or a street that you take to work.
Yeah.
So I was bragging just a little bit about us.
I was listening on the way in, yeah.
And Todd asked me, and I told him, I said, you know, with the exception of a technical issue, which we quickly figured out, it's a short.
Sure.
It's
yeah.
a short in this microphone.
Right.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't know that it could have went any better.
No.
I mean,
no.
That was,
we had amazing
kudos
guests.
Kudos to you and Adam Shanks for putting that together.
We had amazing guests.
Yeah.
I mean, all we did was sit there and listen, and they did a great job.
I knew I would learn something from the women's roundtable.
That was, yeah.
I learned a few things I didn't know.
I honestly got so many compliments on the way home. I mean, my phone started blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
After we went off the air, and I got a phone call. I finally shut my phone. I did exactly what they were talking about, and I shut my phone off last night.
Yeah.
I texted my kids, and I said,
gotta
okay.
Got to step away sometimes.
You got to call, you know, don't text me or anything, because my phone's off.
Right.
So, yeah, I actually did shut it off for one. That's the first time I've shut it off in years. I'm telling you, I don't do that.
I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever known Melissa Miller to shut her phone off.
Yeah, no, I don't. I normally don't. So I told the kids last night, I even said goodnight to my grandson early, and because he and I FaceTime every night, and I did that early. And
Mamaw's going to bed.
Yeah, I told him Mamaw's detoxing. So,
well,
kudos
to you. Kudos to everybody. Nice job.
We couldn't have done it without the staff. I mean, the staff took over. Angie took care of making sure all the food was out.
Yeah.
Liz had everything prepped.
She
knew what we had to have
and had
that taken care of. Cindy took care of the guests as they were coming in, you know. So, and Michael, of course, an amazing job with all the production on the video side of it and getting everything up and going. And
you know, you and Adam were talking about the new episode of All Things Ag.
Yeah, the combine one.
And I did get a chance to see a little bit of that after you and I fixed that technical issue.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Jill, for calling and letting us know.
Yeah, we would have never known. And I see what you're saying about the inserts that he put in and, you know, the captions.
I mean, massive and being able to take... I mean, there's a lot you can show from the outside, but to really understand how everything works, you've got to have those graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of people wonder. We shot that in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
We did shoot that in the fall, in the middle of fall. Poor Adam, he was chomping at the bit to get back out on his own combine,
get
his crops in. But that's why it takes so long, because there's so much more goes into it than us just standing there talking.
Yeah.
And Michael does all of that. Plus, you know, he quit working on that to get the FFA episode up in a hurry.
Right, right.
I mean, that thing came together in less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Michael is not one of those to brag.
No, he's not.
He's a very humble.
You should see the text. He and I were texting each other last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, every time I would compliment him on something, he would say, oh, stop it. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it was... However, it was crazy.
I say that because at the end of Ag Day, we were in Studio C cleaning up a little bit. And I think you were still here, but
yeah,
he was getting ready to leave.
I was back with the guests back, and some of us were still eating.
Right.
That food was too hard to pass up.
He and I were in there rolling up mic cords, and he said, "Hey, man, if you get a chance, check out this new All Things Ag. I'm pretty proud of it."
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, for Michael Hall to say that he's pretty proud of it.
It is his best one yet.
Well, that's saying
it
something,
really
too, because he's done some nice stuff. So I've got an alarm set. I've got time set aside this weekend. I'm going to sit down and watch it.
Yeah, so. He does an amazing job. I mean, we've put him in situations that no normal person would be in.
Amen
to that.
Doing that
kind of stuff. I mean, you check that one out. Check out the one with Leah Harden at Prairie Creek.
Okay.
When we're talking about water quality and everything. Because, I mean, we were literally out standing in the middle of Prairie Creek. And Michael is shooting this thing. And we've put him through some challenges with not only with what we're doing, but also he has to deal with the background noise and everything else.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we're lucky to have him.
He does, and we've already got programs planned and going to get him on the calendar to shoot some more here, and we're excited for a whole new season of All Things Ag.
Yeah.
The combine video is kicking it off.
Very good. We were having our manager meeting earlier this week here at Casper Media, and Mike Downey, our sales manager, and myself were talking. It's going to be we talked about content for the TV station. And he said, "Hey, it's not going to be too long. We got graduations coming up." And I thought, oh my gosh, he's right.
We do.
We're going to start this. And it's kind of one of those things, once we start,
Ag Day, well, sectionals, it's like basketball. It seems like when the basketball sectionals and everything start, that everything kind of falls in place behind it.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to get very busy very quickly.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it's not local, but it's in Indiana. Did you see the fire at that Walmart warehouse near the airport in Indianapolis?
Check out my Facebook page. I shared some of WTHR's pictures. You can see, we were watching it last night, my son and I, we were watching it on the actual satellite radar.
They said here that the smoke was so thick it was picked up by weather radars.
It was picked up by weather radars, it was picked, and the heat, the thickness of the smoke and also the heat, they were picking it up on satellite.
That's crazy.
Showing it on satellite.
Nobody injured dead.
They got everybody out.
Fascinating.
1,000 people, and they got them all out, and then they they're talking about the air quality, and the pictures I posted kind of shows you an idea of why this is so important, the air quality around Plainfield and beyond. I mean, it's going clear up into Brownsburg wherever it's going to get carried, but stop and think about it. This is a warehouse full of, you walk into Walmart.
This is a Walmart in boxes.
It is.
Basically.
It is. It's thousands of Walmarts in boxes because that Plainfield warehouse services several states.
You know what?
Not just ours.
The job I had before I took this one, when I moved up to this area, I worked for a company that you've probably seen before on semis going down the interstate called DHL.
Sure.
And at the time, when I got hired on this factory on the east side of Indianapolis, it was called something else when I first started. I worked there for about 3 years before I moved up here. And we did all the returns for 700 Walmarts.
Mm-hmm. And that's
a lot. It all came to this one location.
And it's a lot.
And while I was working there, we were using DHL so much, Walmart just came in and bought them.
Yep.
So Walmart now owns DHL.
They own several trucking companies now.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
And they still lease from others.
Yeah.
They need it. They need that many.
But I remember how big this warehouse was that I worked in. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I knew where just about everything was. But I just can't imagine.
The thing is massive. I actually got the tour when it was built. I actually got the tour.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's massive. You can set several Walmart stores inside it. And it's still burning now. I mean, the poor guys that are trying to fight it, they're more or less at this point just trying to contain.
Contain, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you stop and think about it. Think of walking your Walmart store and look at everything around it,
mm-hmm.
and it's in it. And this isn't like the grocery side. This is just all the
the
other stuff.
Yeah.
This is all the other merchandise, not the grocery side.
Right.
You're looking at a lot of plastic.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Of course, a lot of material, but a lot, and plastic is petroleum based.
Of course,
if it's not petroleum based, it's soybean based, which is still oil, you know, or corn, either one. There's a lot of things that are made out of corn oil and soybean oil that are plastics. So all this stuff is combustible, and it's going to take a long time, and it's going to put a lot of toxins into the air. So.
No guessing yet what started the fire.
No, it's going to, they said it could take months before they realize, find out what actually started it. But that's the reason why this thing got out of control so quickly, even with the fire safeties that are in place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are sprinkler systems, all of that stuff is in place.
Right.
And there are firewalls built in this thing. But once it's gone, it's gone. So it's now just trying control. Contain and control and let it burn itself out.
On another note, why was this not already a law or requirement? The headline here says, everyone working in a school in Indiana will now have their background checks on file. I'm surprised this wasn't already in place.
Well, I don't know what the deal is, because I know our schools, our local schools here, that's already done.
See, that's what I thought,
that's a done deal.
That's what
I
thought, too.
So I don't know if they thought, you know, maybe there's some schools that weren't following this. I don't know.
It says here Governor Eric Holcomb signed the law yesterday that he says will stop some school employees from falling through the cracks. I guess maybe they're just cracking down on it.
Yeah.
The new law requires staffing companies and contractors to share employee background check information with schools.
Okay.
Right now, that doesn't always happen. Lawmakers approved the law after Beech Grove Schools hired a teacher's aide who had previously been convicted of public indecency. So I can see how things could slip through the cracks,
and
for
if
sure.
And like you're saying, contracting and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, staffing places.
So,
yeah,
but
you don't
see
it all.
It's... I was going to say, our places around here, I mean, even just for me to help out with the FFAs and stuff, that I've gone through that. So
sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are looking forward to having Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker joining us here in just about 8 minutes. And oftentimes when Chief comes in, he just walks right in, and that's okay.
He does.
But
fine.
He's almost like a politician of sorts, because everywhere he goes, at least here at the station, everybody stops him on the way back. So he's always, right, you know, Cindy says hi, and
in
Angie
a way
comes
he has
up
to be.
Yeah, yeah, and he's going to sit there and talk to him.
The other thing, too, with Scott is he grew up here.
Yeah, he's approachable. He's approachable.
I remember when he was born.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of, his mom grew up next door to my husband. So, you know, I've known Scott and his sister since they were little. But
small world.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and he is approachable.
Yeah.
And that's what's really cool about him, too.
Today's St. Patrick's Day, Melissa.
Yes, and I have my John Deere shirt on underneath my sweatshirt.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it. You
it
better.
Is.
If not,
hey,
I'm...
Look, see, green.
Okay.
There
okay.
it is.
Okay. Okay.
It's John Deere.
I was going to pinch you during the commercial
break.
Yeah,
where's yours?
You know what? I don't. You have to come over here and pinch me.
That's all right. I don't believe in abuse. Physical abuse for a holiday is not my thing. So
it is the annual celebration of the patron saint of Ireland, which is apparently a... great excuse to get schnockered, right?
Well, that's what they say.
Get ready for dodging puddles of green puke, they say, in most big cities across America. Now, New York has some big festivities. Epic St. Patty's Day Parade, and a big one in Dublin, Ireland also. Look for deals on booze and anything green today. Applebee's has got a $5 saintly sip, which is a St. Patrick's Day drink. Let's see, what else? If you wear green and go to Krispy Kreme, they'll give you a free original glazed donut.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. I'm not too, yeah.
What I am excited about is Men's March Madness first round.
Exactly.
Man, if I had any chance to get out of here early today, which I don't, I'd love to just go home,
sit in front of the tube,
and watch
watch ball games. I know.
And
so prediction to, I know you and Bill were talking about this yesterday, and I just kind of stuck my head in long enough to yell Gonzaga.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking all the way? Have you got any predictions at all?
Honestly, no. I've not put that much thought into it. I think Indiana will probably get hot and win a couple rounds that they maybe wouldn't have.
Yeah.
In past years, I think Purdue is awful tough, but it seems like, and I hate to say this,
I know
I'm in Purdue country here.
They choke. I know.
They just can't get past that hump.
I hate to see that, but yeah. You're right. They do. They have a tendency to choke.
And if they can get on a roll, man, look out.
Yeah,
I mean, this is one of the best teams they've had in a while.
Yeah, I think Purdue could go, like you said, if they can keep it together, they can keep it out of their heads.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't let all the hype and all that stuff get into their heads and they play the game, they can do well.
You know, you've got Gonzaga, which is a real good team. You've got, I'm trying to think, I don't even have it in front of me. There's Baylor. Baylor was runners up last year.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. I just think that this year is Gonzaga's year. They have come so close.
You're feeling it, huh?
Over and over. Yeah, I think this is their year.
Well, they're always competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a class team now, so.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I've been wrong before, but
yeah,
I'm not.
I just love to watch the basketball because they have, especially when you have the one seed and the 16 seeds.
Well, and the 16 takes them out.
Yeah, they have nothing to lose. They're playing for everything.
Well, I'm seeing Notre Dame's in this year too.
They won last night.
Yes,
double overtime.
Yeah,
man.
double overtime, and they won. And I love Notre Dame anyway. That's just, even though I didn't go there,
I just
like watching Notre Dame sports. Period. So, but we got some local stuff going on. I mean, coming up this Saturday.
Oh yeah,
we got coverage.
Talk about
coverage of the semi-state. Yeah,
Carroll Cougars. Playing Saturday, semi-state. Of course, Don and Carl with all the action live, 4 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. The tip-off is Carroll taking on Central Noble from the Elkhart semi-state. Go to the Northside Gym if you go up there. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, I got Patty Parks, press pass, too.
Yeah,
now,
Patty's
been
going up.
Yeah, she's been going to a lot of these, but as we get further along, they get more picky as to who they let in.
Yes,
and so
do.
I made sure she had a press pass.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll have three representatives up there, and you'll be able to listen to that. That's brought to you by Skiles Electric, Man Chevy in Delphi, Blackburn Family Transportation, TTG Equipment, and Brewster Insurance. Again, Carroll taking on Central Noble from the Elkhart Semi-State. It's 120 miles from Flora. So that's going to be...
Yeah, they've been up there practicing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in contact with one of the assistant coaches, and they've been up there practicing. They actually posted some video last night.
Is that what you shared to me
the boys
from Twitter?
Practice. No, I think what I shared to you...
I haven't looked at it yet.
There's a couple of other things going on at Carroll, and I'm trying to watch the other schools too as well, but Jacob Joyner just signed with Franklin College to play football.
Oh, wow.
And Jacob is from Carroll. And also, our favorite little girl with broken wrist, sophomore Allie Harness, was just named to the AGBRR All-Sophomore Team, and she is the Sophomore Player of the Year.
She could very well be Miss Basketball in 2024.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these stats are crazy for this year with broken wrists for, what, half the season?
Yeah, a little less than that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
20,
last three or four games.
Yeah, 22.5 points per game average. Shooting 71% free throw shooting, 35% three pointer, but you know, a lot of that, her percentage went down after she had her wrist broke.
Sure. Mine would too.
Yeah, I mean, and her 47% field goal shooting, so her percentages on shooting kind of went down just because of the ability to not get that arch on that ball. But still, to average out from the whole year and playing, well, let's say a third of it, and definitely the tournament play with broken wrists, to still have a 22.5-point game average, that's nuts.
I saw that I was talking to Jamie Blacker this morning, and on Stock, I know that we are going to have Inside the Huddle Saturday.
Yep.
Don and Carl got to head down around noon, but Don will be able to come in with Jamie and myself Saturday. We will have a Coach Bodie Bender of the Carroll Cougars on Saturday morning. And if we're working on Andy Foster, I believe.
Right.
And so we're going to try to have that as well for you on Inside the Huddle coming up Saturday morning, 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance.
Well, and one more shout-out to another Carroll player. And like I said, I'm trying to watch the other schools too, but Carroll has gotten all these posted right quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Kaysen Lambert was named to Indiana All-Star football team.
Okay.
And he will play in the North-South game this summer, coming up this summer. And that is a great honor, too. So Kaysen will be playing on the north.
Very good. Very good. So, all right.
But, yeah, well, we're going to keep an eye on all the other schools and see if we can't pull up stuff. Because we know this is signing time.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Everybody in all sports will be signing like crazy. So
That's exciting.
It is.
Now, you know what? The sports and Twitter and stuff, it is so hard to keep up with everything.
It is.
We need a full-time sports guru, you know?
It's like I told you, I think I need to set up a separate Twitter just for that.
Because
all the schools are posting right now, and it's hard to keep up with it.
All right, let's take a commercial break. We'll come right back. Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker next on Wylo's Party Line.
1570 AM and 96.9 FM. This is WILO Frankfort.